I'll start with an opening statement from Coach Gandolfo, and then we'll take any questions you have.
Well, it was a good response by our group. It's happened a lot with our group this year, where for whatever reason, you know, Friday nights haven't been our night. And again, tonight, credit to our guys. Like, they bounced back. They responded. You know, everyone had a good effort tonight. Drew Camesso, huge response from him. Obviously, it wasn't his best night the other night. We weren't good in front of him, but what a response from him. Late in the game, they were pushing. We knew they would, and, you know, he held it. So it was a good job by him.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that decision to put Drew back in after Friday night's loss?
Well, I think, you know, he was out for a little bit. You know, Friday wasn't his game. He's our starting goalie. You go back to him, and that was the decision.
We talked about these responses from Friday to either Saturday or Sunday. What do you think the biggest thing is for those responses?
I think the guys have a lot of pride. The guys, they take ownership of when we don't play well. And they respond. I think that's the biggest reason. If they didn't take ownership, you know, we probably wouldn't have the result we had today. But they take ownership of the way we play. It's the responsibility of the coaching staff and the players together to get a response, and that's what we've done.
Jay Wainwright from UConn. You talked the other night about taking away the middle of the ice. How tough was that to do against UConn, and how did you like how you guys did that in the defensive zone?
Oh, I think we were much better in the D zone. They were pushing at the end. That's going to happen, but I thought, you know, throughout most of the game, we didn't give them much. They didn't have a lot, not a lot of plays in the slot. We were much better that way. I thought our defensive game was much better. I think I think it was the Hudson goal. Like, it started from D zone coverage. We ended the play quick. We transitioned. Next thing you know, it's in their net. So that's the way we want to play.
And what specifically did you guys work on in practice yesterday to prepare for
today? We worked on, you know, getting back to our game defensively. You know, we don't like to give up stuff in the middle of the ice. You know, of course, you're gonna at times. I mean, hockey's a game of mistakes, but I think for the most part, that was the thing we worked on, just not letting back into the middle of the ice and transitioning well, and that's what happened tonight.
Zab went back to center with Green out this weekend, scored two goals. What did you think of him this weekend?
I like Zab's, you know, he hasn't got a lot of runway this year, but he's kid works hard every day in practice. You know, he gets a little more ice time, and he takes advantage of it. I thought he played really well. You know, Green's been a great player for us this year, and I thought Zabs came in and did a really good job, and, you know, he was productive as well.
UConn pulls their goalie, some penalties at the end, too, so they're playing with a man advantage for a while. What was your message to your team to kind of stay on top on the defensive end?
Yeah, at that point, you just want to play it like a penalty kill. It's a 5-on-4. You know it's not going to be. They're not going to have six guys out there. So we just tried to play it like a penalty kill. I know they got the one goal. It was, you know, a tip, but overall, I thought we handled it very well.